Delay is not denial. If you have your Bibles today and would like to turn with us, look, if you will, at the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 18. The Gospel of Luke chapter 18. The Holy Spirit has led us to one passage of Scripture in this wonderful, wonderful look at the parable of the unjust judge. Before Jesus would convey this parable, He would speak a verse that the Holy Spirit would help us to wrap ourselves around this morning. As you're turning to Luke 18, I want to ask you this morning, have you prayed? Have you prayed this morning? Have you prayed today? Have you talked to the Lord this morning? Have you got up ready to worship and to praise and to give honor and thanksgiving to the one who has given everything? To call out to God are to be of the utmost importance to our lives. We are so caught up in things around us, sometimes we tend to neglect and sometimes just downright forget about the Lord. So if you haven't prayed today, it's not too late to pray. If you say, well, Brother Lynn, I don't have anything to pray about, pray for me. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. But many times people get discouraged in their prayer life. Many times people get disgruntled with their prayer life. You might say, well, how do they get disgruntled, Brother Lynn? Well, they get disgruntled because they pray. And if they don't have an immediate answer, they say, well, He's not answering my prayer. Well, I want you to know something, dear friends. I believe that the Lord always answers His children's prayers. Sometimes He just says no. Sometimes He says it's not the right time. You see, dear friends, our Lord knows what's best. And we're to put our faith and our trust in Him in all that it is that we say and do. So if you've been praying for something or praying about something and the Lord hasn't answered your prayer in accordance to your way of thinking, don't see it as denial, but just see it that it's God's will. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter number 18, and verse number 1. And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. As I looked here at this passage of Scripture, I thought about how do we come together in the house of prayer and we put a strong emphasis upon praying. But dear friends, let us be mindful of our prayer lives and the importance of prayer and that we are to pray with a heartfelt desire to be in the will of God and to do the things that the Lord would have us to do. Don't let the devil, don't let him browbeat you. Don't let him hinder you and convince you that the Lord listening nor is He answering your prayer. I tell you, my friends, the Lord God Almighty has an inclined ear to the cry of His children. Just look at what Jesus said as He spake this parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray. We're to pray in the good times, in the bad times, in all times in between, because I can tell you today, when we pray, pray and we commune with God, we're blessed in tremendous ways. And Jesus, who prayed, would go to solitary spots on the mountains to pray, gave the example of the importance of prayer. I tell you today, my church family, there's nothing greater that you and I can do today but to pray and to seek the will of God for our lives. I tell you, and God has laid it upon our heart, never believe the mindset of the adversary, the accuser, of the brethren, to think that a delay is denial. I can tell you on the authority of God's inerrant and precious word, He does things in accordance to His goodness, and He knows what you need and when you need it. Oh, praise be to God. Let's be willing to pray. To pray and to give thanksgiving and to bring honor and praise and glory to the Lord. I've prayed a lot this week. I've prayed a great deal this week, and the Lord has blessed me tremendously. And I thought about many prayers that we prayed these last few days, and many times we would get caught up in praying, and we would find ourselves in a moment of silence. We would find ourselves not saying anything. And I thought about the importance and the willingness of man to call out to God the Father with the petitions on his or her heart, and how that God honors that, and how that God blesses that in accordance to His will. I believe that's why Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 that he makes intercession for us. The Holy Spirit carries our groanings to God the Father. He knows you better than you know yourself. And when you pray and seek the will of God, dear friend, He'll bless you and He'll keep you and, praise God, help you. I don't know about you, but I'm a firm believer that He is my present help in time of trouble. Now the devil comes seeking whom that he may devour. He comes desiring to bring hardship in your life and in my life. But remember what the Lord said. He said, man ought always to pray. You're to pray day in and day out. And don't worry about the timing. Just pray. That's why the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in verse 11, he said, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. God knows the time and the place to answer. God knows what to do in your life and in my life. We pray to Him, calling out to Him, praying that His divine will be done in our lives and the lives that surround us. I don't know about you, but I need to pray. I don't know about you, but I long to pray. Am I a giant for Jesus? No, but I love to pray and talk to my godly Father, because I know He has a desire to hear from me. And if He has a desire to hear from an old sinner saved by grace like me, I can tell you, He desires to hear from you. But are you discouraged in your prayer life? Are you a little bit despondent in your prayer life? When you get up and your feet hit the floor, are you more concerned with that first cup of coffee than you are saying, Lord, thank you for a new day? You say, Brother Lynn, you browbeaten? No, I do that. Sometimes I get up with a heavy heart, things on my mind. It's a little while before I actually pray. Because the concerns, it's heavy. And God knows. God knows. Praise the Lord. He understands. And that's why that Jesus so greatly emphasized the importance of prayer. He said to them, pray, pray, pray always and not to faint. You know what that word faint means in the Greek? It means weary. What Jesus is saying here is not to grow weak. Don't grow weary in your prayer life. Allow the Holy Spirit to nurture you and to help you and to bless you and encourage you to be persistent in your prayers. You read that parable, judge, and that widow woman, you understand that Jesus Christ is emphasizing the point that persistence pays off. I tell you today, if you're praying about something and you're not heard an answer, don't think that the Lord has not heard. Just pray and pray and pray and pray. Not my will, but praise God, your will be done. Because He knows best. And you see here Jesus is saying that men ought to always to pray. Why is that so important? When we go to the schools and we talk to the children, we put an emphasis upon prayer because we know that they talk to their classmates. We know that they talk to teachers and they learn through communication. I tell you, the same holds true with you as it does with me. When we talk to God and we look to God and we pray to God, we learn about God. It's hard for me to know my neighbor if I talk not to my neighbor. I love Miss Jessica and her family. Her mom's precious to me. I love seeing her mom to be able to talk to her about the Lord. I'll be going from the carport to the porch, and her mom will say, "Hello, brother." Oh, it blesses my heart. You know why? Because it's a sister in the faith that prays to God. And it's a blessing when you know it's prayed to God and praying and communing with the Lord and that their faith and that their trust is in Him. Despite the woes, despite the problems, despite the hardships that we all endure, we ought to always to pray. And when the devil discourages you, when the devil hinders you, and the devil desires to cause problems in your life, I tell you today, pray all the more. Pray that much harder. I must tell you, we probably prayed a little harder last week than we have in previous weeks. You say, why? Well, things happen. Things unfold. Things burden. Things trouble. Are we to pray just in the good times? No. Bad times, all points in between. We've said this many, many times over the years. Matthew 5:45, Jesus said that it rains on the just and on the unjust. And I thought about the Apostle Paul and what Paul said to the church at Thessalonica. There in 1 Thessalonians, there in chapter 5, in verse number 17, Paul said, pray without ceasing. I tell you today, church family, if your prayer life is in shambles and it seems as though you're in a state of delay, that doesn't mean that you have to live in a spiritual state of decline. That just means that you're to pray that all the more to allow God to do a great, glorious work in you. Pray. put a special emphasis on prayer Thursday morning at Kids for Christ. For Miss Natalie Harris. Miss Natalie, cancer treatments have almost exhausted. Young woman, her dad Dan comes here on Wednesday nights. He gives a report. She's on experimental treatments now. Things don't look good for Miss Natalie. But we pray. We pray. You say, why then, Brother Lynn? If it looks bleak, why do you pray? I serve the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, the great I am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And my God, praise His glorious name, can do everything. My God can do it all. My God is all. That's why that you and I today are to faint not and always to pray. I get encouraged when I think about the prayers that God has entered in my life and that God has touched many of you. I shared with you a while back on a few Wednesday nights ago that I prayed about something for 2 years and the devil many times said he ain't going to answer. He ain't going to answer. He ain't going to answer. But I prayed and I prayed and asked my church family to pray. And after 2 years, God answered. And I praise Him. I give Him honor. I give Him praise. And I give Him glory. Because I tell you, the persistent prayer of God's people reveals our love for Him and His love. Praise God for us. Pray. Pray. You say, Brother Lynn, was that prayer request great? No. No. It was small compared to a lot of people's requests. But listen. Listen. And listen good. If you don't get anything out of this, get this. If it means something to you, it means something to God. It means something to you. It means something to them. Oh, ain't that wonderful to know that a mighty God that loves and cares for us is willing to reach down into the minute prayers of us today. That the God who loves us and cares for us is willing to bless us and show us His inherent love. He loves us. And listen, we love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. We talk to the Lord. Oh, we talk to the Lord. But so many times when we feel as though He's not listening, He's not hearing, and He's not around, and discouragement comes, and we feel weary, and our prayer life slumbers, and the devil seems to be having his way. I tell you, my friends, it's time to dig deep. It's time to take hold and to pray, pray, and pray all the more. I once read where an old preacher said, if you're going to pray for a good corn crop, you need to say amen with a hoe. What did he mean by that? He meant this. Put legs on those prayers. He's saying to pray and to pray and to persistently pray and call out to God and allow God bless. Allow Him to work. Allow Him to nurture. And allow Him to have His way with you. God gives the increase. God gives the increase. I heard one time an old preacher was discouraged. And his head was hung low. Hung real low. And he was telling another preacher, he said, Brother, I know that the Lord called me and put me here. I just sometimes get weary and troubled because I tend to think He's forgot where He's put me. And then the Holy Spirit began to remind, and the Holy Spirit speak, and the Holy Spirit began to reveal and to show that when it seemed as though in your life and in my life, when the Lord is the farthest away, that, praise God, is when He's at His nearest. Right there. You say, How do you know? I know. Personally, I know. And if you look at your lives, you know. God is so good. So good. I was able to tell a teacher in kindergarten, Lake City Thursday, God is good. She followed up all the time. Praise God. All the time. The Lord we serve and belong to, He's not a Johnny come lately. He's always there. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 6 and 7 what Peter wrote, bless my heart. In the wee hours of the morning, we were reading God's Scripture. It spoke to my heart. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 6 and 7, he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Oh, praise be to God that He cares for you. Praise be to God that He cares for us and that He loves us and that He wants the very best for us. James talked about the effectual, fervent prayer of a man availed much. Dear friends, when you and I pray, sincerely pray, sincerely get on those prayer bones, God hears. He don't turn a deaf ear to the cry of His children. You know something? I pick on them a lot, but God lays them on my heart to pick on. I think of Colton and Shay and Kaysen. Now, old Colton and Shay and Kaysen may go to bed one night. And old Colton, he may roll over and he may moan and groan. And old Shay may not pay him a bit of mind, but you let little man moan. Mama, hear that. Mama, perk up then. You know why? Because he's the little man. The big man can take care of himself. The little man needs me. When God looks down upon us, He sees us as His precious, glorious children. Cares. His compassions fail not. Now is a young woman now, but to Rachel, she's still the baby. My daddy's 89, going on 90 year old. I'm 61. I'm still his baby. You and I today are children of the Most High God. The Most High. And when you call out, He hears. Sister, when He calls out, He'll bless you. You know why? Because He loves us. So don't go away today with your head hung low thinking that delay is some sort of denial or no answer at all. Know that God hears, God heeds, and God gives
in accordance to His will and in His timing. Let's stand to our feet.
As they come to the instruments to play an invitational hymn, we ask you today, dear friends, that if there's someone among us today that has a prayer need, a prayer concern, don't depart the house of prayer without being obedient to what the Lord would have you to do. Remember, He loves you. The Bible teaches us that we have not because we ask not. The Bible also teaches us that if we knock, it'll be open unto us. Not because He has to, but praise His name because He wants to. He loves us. So if you're here today and you need to come, please do as they play.